summer vacation season, it's hot. We don't feel like doing things out of our comfort zone. So I get it. It is very natural that people are just busy, but the need for blood does not slow down. People know that basic in an emergency. You've seen enough of those medical shows to know that they are order units of blood, when they're wheeling people in. But there's so many other reasons, Ted, that people I think may not be aware of. Heart surgeries, any type of major surgery, there's blood on hand ready to go because most patients need that during the course of their surgeries. There are mothers giving birth that for one reason or another, they may need some extra blood after the birth is over. And that's one of the ones I think that really goes under the radar way too often. And then blood transfusions for cancer patients, patients on dialysis, patients who may be any number of diseases that just that transfusion of blood helps them through the recovery process. And certainly not forgetting sickle cell patients who are in crisis, how blood can help them to regain control of their bodies and to help heal and get over that pain quicker. So such a great need. And it's not something that can be manufactured. If a hospital is running low on bandages or other durable medical equipment, they can just order it. But you can't pull blood out of thin air. It can only be given by the generosity of donors. It's not manufactured at all.
Well, and then we've, Tricia, unfortunately seen a number of situations spring and in early summer when there have been major accidents on I-95, and right away blood is needed.
Absolutely. And that's one of those things you just never know. People are outside more in the summertime. They're doing maybe a little bit more adventurous behaviors. So yes, from an emergency standpoint, there's an uptick in the need there. And unfortunately, it goes hand in hand with the lower propensity for people to give. So we're trying to get the word out. And thank you so much for allowing your platform to send this message to your listeners and friends of your listeners and anyone else who may get the message about how desperate the need is right now.
It's a desperate need, and it's so easy to give blood. It only takes at most a little over an hour, and sometimes even a little bit less.
Yes, and that's a fun thing. My husband and I, we might be in a little competition if we can get on the chair at the same time to see who can
Absolutely.
finish up
Yes.
quicker. But it really it's all about the people that you're helping with the generosity of a blood donation. And there's a little incentive. Red Cross has partnered up with Warner Brothers Discovery through the rest of this week. Anyone giving blood gets a really cool limited edition Looney Tunes T-shirt. It's the first ever that we've partnered with Warner Brothers Discovery. So we're hoping this is going to be a viral movement, very similar to the shirts we did last summer with the Snoopy characters.
Oh, those are really popular. And in the shirts, whenever you do have shirts, they all are very cool.
Yes, they're fun to do. Certainly not the reason to give blood, but a way of showing appreciation for those that do. And I know when I wear mine to the grocery store or out about town, people will always comment on the shirt and share their stories. Oh, thank you so much for giving blood. My dad needed it after his cancer treatment, or my mom needed it after her surgery. And so it's a good way to start a story, start a conversation, and encourage others to give.
And that is something to spread the word about it and talk to people how easy it is to give, and maybe even offer to go with them if especially if they've never done it or a little bit nervous about doing it.
Yes, I mean it's a great thing to do as a family or as a friend unit, everyone giving together. And in the Fredericksburg area or your greater listening area, anywhere over the state of Virginia or the US, you can find a location very easily by going to redcrossblood.org and putting in your zip code. And any, you put in the parameters. You don't want to travel more than 15 miles or what have you, or you want this and thus and such date, and the nearest blood drive to you will pop right up. So it's that easy to find a location and register right there online, or use the blood donor app, which is what I do.
Well, and I think when you do that, you see just how many blood drives there really every day. There are blood drives around the region, and exactly. it's easy to find one. And or if you see a blood drive near you and it's filled up, keep looking because you'll see one. They're all over.
You're exactly right. There's a big one coming up on Thursday. I know if you put in the 22401 blood drive, it'll push you to that. But there are, like you said, there are drives every day, with the exception of Sundays. So you're sure to find one that would be convenient for you.
The one on Thursday is a big one, and that's one, I guess, what LifePoint Church is doing, that one.
Yes, out at Central Park, the LifePoint Church. I mean, for those of us who remember where the old ice skating rink used to be, but it's LifePoint Church in Central Park, and that one is going to have a much larger capacity than most. So we're still filling up seats, even though there are some openings. At this point, I strongly encourage people to register in advance rather than taking the chance of a walk-in, because the people who have scheduled appointments will receive priority. So we don't want people to become dissatisfied by waiting. So, you know, it's so simple to go online, register for a time slot. You can do it, you know, 5 minutes in advance if you're lucky enough to find an opening. So get your name on that list before you walk in the door.
And again, it's so easy. You go in, and especially if you gave blood years ago, really a lot of that has changed. A lot of that you do, you're not asked questions, and you can you fill all that out beforehand, and it's a pretty easy process.
Absolutely. You would be surprised how many times people will say, "Oh, I can't give blood because I used to live in the UK," mm-hmm. or whatever reason. But a lot of those older reasons for not being able to give blood have gone away. You know, testing has improved, lab services is much more advanced. So there are a few limitations. You know, of course, someone taking a blood thinner might not be a great idea to donate blood because of clotting. But if you have any questions like that, again, visit redcrossblood.org and look at the frequently asked questions, find out, you know, about your particular medication. There's a number there that you can call if you have specific questions. But there's so many technological advances that there are very few reasons now that you could not give blood.
Well, and the other thing that's really kind of cool, when you give blood, you can track where your blood goes, and that's always fun.
Oh, yeah. That is. I still get emotional. One of my blood donations, I had seen on the little Blood Journey app that it had gone to Children's Hospital down in Richmond. And that just, I don't know, that just really struck a chord with me. And I was looking at it sitting in my car, and I just got, my husband says, it's your eyes are starting to sweat. But it just felt so good to know that your blood is saving lives, and one unit donation can save up to three lives. So it might not just be one person, it could be three.
Yeah. And my family's one of them, but you talk to families who've had kids with, especially kids that have had leukemia or some kind of a cancer, and you can, as they're getting the blood transfusion, you just see the color in their face change, mm-hmm. and you just sit there and you're so thankful that somebody at some time gave blood.
Absolutely. And again, it's only through the donation, the generosity of our blood donors. Blood cannot be manufactured. So you are saving lives when you take 45 minutes of your day to go in and donate blood.
Again, redcrossblood.org will give you all the information. And like you said, there's so much going on right now, or a lot of times you just don't even want to go outside with the heat. But boy, this is a good reason to do it.
Absolutely.